Pikesville, Maryland. A herd of buffalo got loose and wandered around this upscale Baltimore suburb yesterday, disrupting traffic and alarming homeowners before officers managed to corral them in a tennis court. More than a dozen police cars and a police helicopter were used to herd the 10 beasts, authorities said. Police shut down several major traffic arteries, including a section of the Baltimore Beltway, while they tried to anticipate which way the buffalo would roam. Donald Rumsfeld came out of hiding in his bunker to begin an investigation as to whether one of these buffalo might be a terrorist.
We're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone.
60 dead in Sri Lanka. Train crash. Putin wants Moscow. Mideast talks. Perfect takeoff for Super Jumbo's first flight. Lawmakers at impasse over use of filibusters. South Korea urges North Korea to negotiate. Back to Syria and beyond. FSCK, the corporate media.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
U.S. forces in Iraq think they just missed capturing terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi last February. The insurgency in Iraq is blah, 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 the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said, but he said blah, 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 blah in the two-year conflict. South Korean Foreign Minister Ban Ki-moon speaks to you. Yeah, you. That's right, you. At least three soldiers were killed in violent protests that broke out after the blah-de-blah, blah, 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 officials said today. An inner-city train has smashed into a crowded passenger bus. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for a file system check of the corporate media.
Get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Are we gonna fix that? No problem. Make a note.
Manufacturer consent, the creation of necessary illusions.
So what we have in first place is major corporations which are parts of even bigger conglomerates. Now, like any other corporation, they have a product which they sell to the market.
After much research, we finally found a song for our boy Prime Anarchist talking to us online. Here's Atari by Lucky Boys Confusion.
Getting loose like the noose of a na-na-na-na net. I'm running the net, suburban curse. If I make it, baby, you can drive my hearse. We're getting close, man, toe-to-toe, man, here we go. Here we go.
California truce. Getting loose like the noose. I'm a na-na-na-na-net. I'm running the net. Suburban curse. If I make it, baby, you can tie my hearse. We're getting close. Toe to toe. Here we go.
Here we go. Never gonna see.
Back. That was Atari by Lucky Boys Confusion by request.
Major record labels say that downloading their music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show. When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. When an MC rhymes over a sampled beat, that's stealing. Have you ever sung Happy Birthday to your friend at a restaurant? Watch out, Happy Birthday is copyrighted. So if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? Then stop giving them your money. Don't pay for major label music, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Even better, burn them CDs of the music they like, so they won't even want to buy it. If we pull the plug on the major labels, music gets better. To find out more about what you can do, check out downhillbattle.org.
Hey, that was Nani with a promo for Downhill Battle. And next up, we've got a song called Nazis by Klandyken from the Left Coast. You should know that they do most of their recording off the grid. Try Klandyken.com, www.klandyken.com.
Old Tom Jefferson, rolling in his grave, rolling in his grave, rolling in his grave. Old Tom Jefferson.
Join the Net Parade? Yeah, it's pretty funny. You should check it out. Go to www.mollendustria.it/netparade. Again, that's mollendustria.it/netparade. I'm calling up the page. There will be people walking by the reviewing stand, people who have already joined the Net Parade. If you want to jump out into the streets and go there, well, that's what you should do. And when they start going by... Ship says it's okay to hate your job. I agree. P just says P. Funny guy. He's all dressed in black today. Well, Piro is out there too, all in black, saying El Pueblo Unido jamás será vencido. Ah, I wish I could understand some of this Italian. There's grunge men out there saying Sabotare, Sovertere, Scarnere il Sistema e Pue, Repartir. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Yeah, you might be able to figure that out from my bad pronunciation, though, huh? Ah, Dorito says hasta la victoria siempre. Ah, Shiva is saying viva la revolution. Ha 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 ha. That's cool. Ah, Riot King Superstar says 10987654 3. That's pretty funny. I can count on him. Aha, there I just went. TJ Microbrew saying FSCK the corporate media. And more people I don't recognize. There's a lot of people out marching today. That's wicked cool, ain't it? Huh? There goes Clara. She's not saying much. Ah, Zapatista Doll is saying FSCK, the corporate media. He too is all dressed in black, save for a red large A on his, is that a t-shirt? Can hardly tell. Once again, if you want to join the Net Parade, go to mollindustriait.com/netparade. mollendustriait.it/netparade. mollendustriait.it/netparade. Wanker's out there. Yeah, well, there you go. He says, save the planet, kill yourself. Ah, Marco Polo wants you to listen to Postscriptum Radio, www.postscriptumradio.org, postscriptumradio.org. Kiki says, this is the revenge of the nerds. Judd is dressed like a baby, and he's not saying a single thing. Quiet baby, huh? Sinpao, oh, right on. Dressed just like Zapatista Doll. Says, I refuse to be a victim, and I refuse others to be victimized. There's Rocio, says, fuck you all. Angie says, queremos mejores condiciones. Oh, Jenik, you're so funny. Hit me, baby, one more time. Ooh, Antis Biro just jumped up on top of a truck, says, basta con le schime e con I topolini per le vivisione usiamo I celerini. Sorry, I don't really understand the Italian well. Wish I could even pronounce it well, never mind read it well. Budel says, capitalism is boring. That's all I recognize out there, too. Let's see who comes by next. It's kind of fun, no? There's Enigma, all dressed in yellow and pink, saying, no future for capitalist. Lilith says, make love, not work. Geert, haha, I love Sarah and reclaiming the streets. Captain Dread says, a pirate I was meant to be, spring the sails and roam the sea. Nanaste says, you can never sleep too much. Brigada, hell yeah, class pride, worldwide. Anki with that plug for that webpage, www.socialism.nu. Ah, there went Kera. We are the irregularity in the system. We are the turbulent flow. We are chaos reaching for Kairos. Tubo Punchko says, first time joining Net Parade. Me too. Me too, brother. Amphaskin says, Antifa, Black Block. Order produce chaos says, Futura. Ha ha ha. We're going to rock the world. The future belonged to us. Maja with Eat the Rich, Chaos Party, Communism. Those Europeans, you got to give it to them. We don't do much of that in that place we call America. Ah, Mina, decode, copy, share, evolution. We're going to have a revolution. We're the fittest, communism. It's going to be quite a May Day if this May Day Net Parade is any indication, don't you think? Leia, I want the force too, she says. Princess. Ah, Wendy O. Williams says punk sucks.
Once again, if you'd like to join the Net Parade, just type into your browser mollelindustria.it/netparade. And the last row of people is going by the reviewing stand. I'll try to read you each and every one of them. Berserk says, smash capitalism. Bastard, there he goes. He's not saying a thing, though. Palm says, against fatalism. It kind of goes against the earlier person who was saying, save the world, kill yourself, right? Kooky says, drunken through the thoughts of time. Ah, Lambassione, you're so funny. Emo, basta. Hellraiser saying, revolution now. And LDL says, firmateche il contratto. And that's it for the parade so far. You can still join the parade. There's an empty spot. You can jump right on in. Jump up on a van if you'd like. Just go to mollindustria.it/netparade. mollelindustria.it/netparade.
Meanwhile, back in the good old EEUU.
Well, there's a lot going on in Houston on May Day, May 1st, which is on this coming Sunday. From 3 to 5, there's a festival in Emancipation Park located on Dowling and Elgin. There's going to be craft, music, food, and a maypole, and that's a free event. And at 5 o'clock on that same day, there's a parade to the Southmore House from Emancipation Park. And then at the Southmore House at 6:30, there's going to be a Beltane celebration, complete with a puppet show about the radical history of May Day. And then, there, like I said, there's a lot going on. And then later that night at Bill Hicks Resurrection Laboratories, there's going to be bands, DJ, and a party just to kind of, you know, simmer down.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'd like to thank you for coming on down to the radio station. And thanks for reading headlines, too.
Oh, no problem. It's been a great fun.
All right.
Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news relating to the intersection of media and democracy. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Kimberly Cronick.
The federal government's become more secretive in the last 5 years than it's been in more than 50, and it's using every trick in the book to keep otherwise public information out of public view. It's no surprise that government information judged classified or top secret would be restricted, but other, less well-known designators are now employed, seemingly at random, to deny access to public information. For example, government maps and safety data on nuclear power plants and chemical facilities are now disappearing from archives, having been reclassified as for official use only or sensitive but unclassified. These labels carry no legal authority, but certainly intimidate the casual inquisitor. Challenging decisions of secrecy is already more difficult, thanks to a 2001 rule promulgated by former Attorney General John Ashcroft, which set years of Freedom of Information Act policy on its head. The previous federal rule of thumb was to release requested information to the public unless there was a compelling reason not to. Ashcroft decreed that government agencies keep things secret unless doing so might break the law. The number of documents labeled as classified or higher has doubled in the last 4 years, while the rate of document declassification has dropped by more than half since George W. Bush took office.
The nation's two largest cable companies are sharing in the spoils of a former rival. Comcast and Time Warner Cable have agreed to buy the bankrupt Adelphia Communications for a combined $17.6 billion, most of that in cash. Adelphia went belly up in 2002 when members of Adelphia's founding family were arrested and charged with fraud after they looted the company of hundreds of millions of dollars for personal gain. The founder, John Regas, and one of his sons has since been convicted and awaits sentencing. As a result of this buyout, once the assimilation of Adelphia is complete, Comcast and Time Warner will control more than one-third of the entire U.S. cable subscriber base, some 38 million cable customers in all. To keep the buyout from running into antitrust problems, Comcast will divest itself of stock it holds in Time Warner Cable. The two companies are also carving up Adelphia's cable systems in such a way as to strengthen their grip on lucrative territories. When all is finished, Time Warner's customer base will be consolidated in and around five major urban markets, including New York and Los Angeles. In exchange, Time Warner will cede most of the rest of the Atlantic seaboard and Midwest to Comcast. Consumers are likely to lose from this deal. Comcast rates have risen at three times the rate of inflation over the last 8 years, and in 2004, it was rated the worst company in America in terms of customer satisfaction. The big fear stemming from this deal is the control the two companies will have over cable TV content. After all, Time Warner is part of a larger media empire that includes movie studios, record labels, TV networks, and publishing concerns. And Comcast has a stake in several TV channels, as well as the rights to the MGM film catalog. Public interest watchdogs are worried that either company could use its content library and cable reach to keep independent programs and channels off the air. They're urging municipal governments to leverage their franchise negotiating power with the companies in order to head off any moves that might gouge consumers and restrict channel diversity.
Leave it to big broadcasters to try and turn a grassroots media phenomenon into a money machine. Podcasting's on the lips of the tech-savvy these days, thanks to advancements in audio production tools, which allow virtually anyone to produce a radio show from anywhere and syndicate it online. Having run out of creative format ideas years ago, Infinity Broadcasting, the radio division of Viacom, will flip an AM station in San Francisco to an all-podcast format in May. The station's call letters will be changed to KYOU, and Infinity's already branded it Open Source Radio. It may sound like a big deal, but in reality, it's a perversion of podcasting itself. What makes podcasting especially liberating is that it allows content creators to distribute audio without any middleman. KYOU, though, will have a staff on hand to review the podcasts submitted to the station before they can be aired. Podcasting allows people to share content for free, but any content uploaded to KYOU becomes the property of Viacom. Podcasts, for the most part, are commercial-free. KYOU will essentially be podcasts with commercials. And finally, if you'd like to listen to KYOU itself online, you must register through a Viacom-sponsored website, which asks for your name, email address, and zip code. From Viacom's perspective, a podcast format radio station makes great sense. The programming is all free, and it generates a great buzz for a weak signal station with ratings currently near the bottom of the San Francisco market. You've been listening to Media Minutes, a joint production of the Illinois Initiative for Media Policy Research at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Free Press, a national nonpartisan organization dedicated to media democracy. For more information, visit our website at freepress.net.
And sticking with the corporate theme, Brian Ibbett from Coverville writes, anyone else notice one of the last lines in the featured ad on the Alley's main site? It says, I want my Paris Hilton podcast. Almost sounds like the tagline from a certain cable music channel in the 80s.
Stay tuned. What? Paris Hilton's podcast begins on April 29th.
Gotcha. Hey, if you want a real podcast, if that's what you even call it, go to http://www.thepentagon.com/podcasting. I'll read you an editorial note from Matt Rothschild at Progressive Magazine. He says, the poet Martin Espada, who is a member of our editorial advisory board, was invited to give a reading at the U of K on March 10th. The event was co-sponsored by Coca-Cola. At the reading, Espada denounced Coke's complicity in brutal trade union repression in Colombia. At Coca-Cola bottling plants in Colombia, he said, there have been 179 major human rights violations, including 9 murders. The company must take responsibility, he said, instead of reacting to these charges with sputtering indignation. Espada renounced any association with the company and refused to pocket the money that Coca-Cola had ponied up for the event. Said Espada, I am donating the entire amount of Coke's contribution to tonight's event, $1,200, to the National Food Workers Union in Colombia, the union that is organizing Coke workers. I salute Espada for this act of conscience.
Let's start it off with a little explanation about the drink you think satisfies your dehydration. In actual fact, Coca-Cola is packed with substances that only make you more thirsty. But have you heard these stories they're trying to hide that Coca-Cola executives are threatened by? They've been messing with Colombian workers who asked for a better wage and ended up murdered. So Coke may look shady, been investigated, staff intimidated, seems like nothing's changing. So while you rot your teeth serving caffeine, the Coca-Cola company backs oppressive regimes. And you can't beat the feeling when you hear Coke's dodgy dealing. And that's the real thing, cause Coke's lost its flavor. In El Salvador, Coke endorses child labor. Outrageous! And they're racist. 2,000 black Americans won court cases for race discrimination in the U.S. And who the perpetrators? Yeah, you guessed. It's Coca-Cola. Now you know this keep your teeth? Don't drink Coke. Don't support the thieves. Don't drink Coke. You wanna be refreshed? Don't drink Coke. Have fun, don't oppress. Don't drink Coke. Stop, think, swap drinks. Don't drink Coke. Now, some think it's right to drink the Coke with a Sprite, but there's some side effects that can't be denied. For killing all life forms, it's bona fide. Cause Coke gets used as a pesticide. And the rest of the time, they're afraid to tell. In India, they've been draining wells, cutting off water supplies to the village. Their slogan should be, rape the earth, loot and pillage. They're not only leaving Canada dry, but dumping toxic waste and endangering lives. Cause when it comes to danger, the products are best. Dasani tap water was highly cancerous. In every year, many bottles are tainted with all sorts of nastiness, you don't want to taste it. Avoid Dr. Pepper, Lilt 5 Alive, Powerade, Kia Ora, Fanta and Sprite. Oasis, Bacardi, Schweppes, wanna know why? Cause they're all Coca-Cola, so you know you don't buy. In World War II, many fought to be free, but Coke invented Fanta for the Nazis. And I can hardly believe the ad campaigns. Yeah, I'll obey my thirst for Coke to change. Now some may say it's just a protest song, but don't drink Coke, cause you know it's wrong. If you really love life, don't drink Coke. Believe in human rights, don't drink Coke. Got respect for the earth, don't drink Coke. Keep your baby safe at birth, don't drink Coke. Stop, think, swap drinks, don't drink Coke. If you want to keep your teeth, don't drink Coke. Don't support the thieves, don't drink Coke. You want to be refreshed, don't drink Coke. Have fun, don't oppress, don't drink Coke. Stop, think, swap drinks, don't drink Coke.
Coach Happy, you can reach the people you want at their initials. The name of their organization is in Washington, D.C. Sarah Becca is the executive director and a friend of mine. Also in Texas, in the hometown where Stockwell lives. Now, you're going to be a little freaky tomorrow.
Hi, this is Janine Garofalo giving a shout-out to Indie Media.
All right. Follow me to www.textscene.com. TextScene. Give you some news you can use. Essentially, two brand new zines out. Issue 133 of Yolk. Go to textscene.com/y0lk/y0lk/133.txt. And then issues 301 through 307, Impulse Reality. Just go to www.impulsereality.com, spelled as sounds. There's news of ATI issues 428 and 429 coming out, but you knew that last week. All right, Impulse Reality has Haiku for IR, Tears of Revolution, Sleep, Does It, Old Friends, A Battle of Attrition, and Thanks for Nothing, Assholes. I won't list the author names. You can click on the page and go read for yourself. And then Text Scene, Yolk. Hey everybody, I have some good news, but it's kind of effed up. See, I was on the internet the other day and I found the source code for the human immunodeficiency virus. And it continues on. I'll let you read from there. Alright, what else? What else? Hey, it's ATI. Alright, Revolution, as we told you before, is brewing in small batches. You ready for this? Draft beer, not young people. News you can use every Tuesday for when they abuse and use and try to put the screws to use. I found the following piece of paper on a bathroom wall the other day. I think it's worth paying attention to. Dot, dot, dot. I'm so sick of living with all these females. I'm bay leader, so I'm supposed to, like, keep people from fighting and make sure they don't run away and stuff. You know, stuff the drill sergeants don't want to deal with. But I don't really give a shit what these bitches do, so my answer to everything is box it out. My battle buddies left Thursday, it's Sunday night right now, and all these new girls are white trash tramps. Today, They were flashing the males, which maybe sounds cool, except they're ugly, dirty. Half of them are dykes, the other half are homophobic. Naturally, I get along with the dykes better, probably because they aren't so obnoxious and boy crazy. Military boys are yucky. They all smell bad and are bald. Ew. Now they are listening to Avril Lavigne. Ha 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 ha. I don't think it's the army making me homicidal. It's the females I gotta live with. Well, you said you didn't get your last letter, so I don't know if you'll get this one. So instead of writing lots for nothing, I'm going to take a shower now. Toodles. Ha ha. Always. Miss Tia Lee. Must have been a letter home from basic training, would be my guess. Or it might be first party. I'm not familiar with that bay leader. We had what they called squad leaders. So I don't know. And in music news, Adam Curry has started his own record label. That's right, a new major is on the horizon. Well, essentially that's what he's doing, right? He announced ownership of the Dawn and Drew show, the Paris Hilton podcast, and half a dozen others. Ownership, much the way Aaron Sorkin felt that he owned Jessica Biel. That's right, he was heard saying, I own you. Not I own your contract. I own you, fascist jerk. But that's television. And now for Waylon Word of the Week. From the Hosshead Companion by my good friend Patrick. Good. Obvious wear to both record and jacket, but still good enough to enjoy. Often used to fill in gaps until a better copy comes along. Fair and poor. Frisbee material. Only the rarest items receive attention in this condition. Not worth your time or money. Good coffee. Black Label, 1960s version. Used from 1966 until 1968 on mono and stereo pressings of folk country through Only the Greatest. Although it has been out of print for almost 40 years, the album JD's is one of the most common Waylon albums in existence. However, it should be understood that many of these reissues are of questionable legality. This will attempt to lay to rest misconceptions about this record. One misconception, though widely circulated, is this is titled Waylon Jennings at JD's, giving some a false impression that this was a live recording. That honor goes to The Restless Kid Live at JD's, a genuinely live album recorded at the nightclub in 1964 and issued by Bear Family in 2000. Like the Beatles' Polydor sessions or Willie Nelson's demos for Pamper Music, these recordings will be of interest not because they were big hits, but because these are early works by a musical legend. In late 1964, Waylon was preparing to leave A&M Records for RCA Victor. At this point, Waylon had recorded and released through Trend, then A&M, respectively, several singles. However, no LP was in the works. Enter James Musil Jr., the son of nightclub owner J.D. Musil. James was following in his dad's footsteps. They opened J.D.'s Supper Club in Phoenix in 62 and booked local talent to play not only country but also rock and roll. Needless to say, Waylon was the star attraction at J.D.'s. The Musils booked time at Arizona Recorders, where Waylon had most of his singles. For Waylon to cut an album to be sold at the nightclub, the idea was for Waylon to put on Wax, cross-section of his live set with his band. On December 4th, 64, the JD's album was recorded. Despite rumors of unreleased material from these sessions, studio documentation shows that no unissued songs exist. However, remixes of these songs exist. The album was made available at the club in January 1965. According to legend, the first 5,000 copies were pressed on Sound Limited and another 5,000 were pressed on Bat. The Bat copies were intended for release to local stores. In fact, Bat pressed a single from the album, Crying, backed with Dream Baby, for local release. While the LP was a modest local success, the single was not. That single is a coveted collector's item today. That's about it for music news, although, as you know, music just kind of weaves in and out of here from beginning to end. Oh, and by the way, category. Since there will not be a category to file system check the corporate media this particular podcast, there's not a particular category that the DJ Microbrew show cleanly fits into. We'll make our own. We're calling it Muse and Newsic. Shoutouts to Enemy Combatant Radio, Late Night with Mr. X, Radioactive San Diego, Critical Mass Radio Network, Kill Radio, Free Radio Santa Cruz, Fat Beats Pirate Radio, Blast Furnace, Party Town. If you like podcasts, Here are some others you should really love. Revere Radio Network's Rob Revere Show, Late Night with Mr. X, Media Minutes from my old friend Wankster G. Mugglebug, Slave Revolt Radio, Middle Management Lobotomy, FutureWorldFunk.be, The Shortwave Report. Of course, there's Bad Cop No Donut out of Toronto, Free Radio Santa Cruz, Party Town Radio, Blast Furnace Radio, Onto the Ontologist, Houston Independent Media. Have I forgotten anyone? Betcha. Under the Pavement, out of England. I can't forget Mondays at Pwop.com. From Franklins.net, who brought you .net rocks. Fat Beats Pirate Radio. Ooh, WSQT, Squatter Radio out of D.C. Media Geek. And don't you forget about us. DJ Microbrew at WFSCK. File Sys Check-In, the corporate media. Yummy coffee. You can get this modcast, podcast, broadcast, schmodcast at radio.indiemedia.org, Radio for All, New Program Microbrew, futureworldfunk.be, myspace.com, and flag.blackened.net on a regular basis. Point your aggregator to keywords Marco, FSCK, corporate, media, or Fliberty Gibbets. Oh yeah, one more thing. Send us audio feedback. We leave you with a tune, Odetta's public domain version of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. Happy 86th birthday to Peter Seeger.
This land is your land. This land is my land. California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land belongs to you and me. As I went walking at the river of highway, saw above me that endless skyway, and all around me a voice keeps saying, this land.
Think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose, no good to nobody, no good for nothing, because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too thin or too ugly or too this or too that. Songs that run you down are songs that poke fun at you on account of your bad luck or your hard traveling. I am out to fight those kind of songs to my very last breath of air and my last drop of blood. I'm out to sing songs that will prove to you that this is your world and that if it's hit you pretty hard and knocked you down for a dozen loops, no matter how hard it's run you down and rolled over you, no matter what color, what size you are, how you're built, I am out to sing the songs that will make you take pride in yourself.
As I went walking, I saw a sign there, and on the sign it said no trespassing, but on the other side it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me.
Let your